Congressman, you decided to meet with a group of Farm Bureau folks from all across your district. They're coming in from all over, and that's important to you as a member of Congress to hear from your constituents. But, you know, in talking to you before, I know it's important for you to hear straight from farmers, right, themselves.
Absolutely. Our American farmers are truly the best in the world, but I am especially fond of Tennessee farmers. And today I am so honored to be here at the co-op at an event sponsored by the Tennessee Farm Bureau. But the importance of this, we have farmers in so many different areas, some who plant crops, some who have cattle, some who have dairy cattle, some who have poultry, from all over the 3rd District. It's so important to me. As you know, I've been a strong supporter of agriculture, voted for the Farm Bill. I want to advocate for farmers every day. Farmers are the backbone of this great nation. But to actually hear from farmers in the 3rd District of Tennessee, because every day, these are the men and women who live, breathe, and sleep agriculture. They put food on our table. They keep our nation vibrant. We export so much food to the world. They truly make America strong. I want to hear from them, and the fact that they are here today to honor me means so much.
And you said it, your district is made up, it reaches from one end of the state, literally, to the southern end, to the northern end, and there's all kinds of farmers that are doing all kinds of great things for us as Tennesseans, but also as Americans. And obviously, I would think you would agree that agriculture is really, if not the most important industry, it's right up there at the top.
It's so important because, let's face it, we feed the world, we feed our great nation. It's great for our economy. The fact that American farmers export so much of their goods, truly, the American farmer is the backbone of our economy. We need to keep the American farm safe, the family farm safe. We want to make sure that more young people decide to stay in the family farming business. And it's so wonderful when I hear young people are coming back to agriculture, back to farming. And the way that I can help is to make sure that in Washington, D.C., as a member of Congress, we make sure that the American farmer is protected every way possible.
Obviously, we're concerned about that as well, issues. And some of the big issues right now that farmers here are kind of concerned about that you have a little something to do with, is trade.
Sure.
Trade is so vitally, because our farmers are so good at what they do. They produce a whole lot of what they farm,
yep.
And we need that to be exported. And the whole thing with China and the presidents, the trade war, how do you see that all playing out? I know this has been quite interesting the last few days with China and the administration.
Sure. Well, I was glad to see that the Chinese finally agreed to buy more soybeans. We want to make sure that we open up markets for American farmers all over the world. Because given a level playing field, the American farmer will outproduce anyone in the world, will have the best crops, the best product, and the best price. And we want to make sure that the American farmer continues to be vibrant economically as well. We want to make sure that all that great hard work that American farmers do is rewarded, and we will continue to reward that. Ultimately, I believe you will see more markets open for American farm products, and you will see the American farmer continue to thrive and do well.
A big area in a big part of agriculture in your area is the dairy industry.
Yes.
It's taken a huge hit over recent years. Your thoughts on the dairy industry and how we're going to help support that? You know, the legislature enacted legislation last year to get that Tennessee Milk logo on some products that's produced in Tennessee, and that's going to help. But in the long run, they're going to need more help.
Yes. A few years ago, I was really heartened when I saw the price of milk actually go up for the local producers. Now that has dropped back, and that is a concern, because at the time that it was up, I went to actually go and visit some of our farms right here in the 3rd District, some of our new dairy farms. The operation is tremendous, where it was years ago versus where it is today. These are major operations. They run very well, they're efficient, they're clean, and they do extremely well. But there's got to be a market for our goods. And I want to make sure that dairy farmers get a fair price for their milk to incentivize them to have more people go into that. Let's face it, I love dairy. I love dairy products. I love milk. I drink a lot of milk, and I want to make sure that there are markets for our dairy farmers as well.
Congressman, you've been in Washington for a few years now. You're still enjoying this job and what you're able to do for your 3rd District and for our state and for our nation.
The great 3rd District of Tennessee runs from Hamilton County in the south to Scott County on the Kentucky border in the north. 11 vibrant counties. Of course, I love all Tennessee 95 counties. We're all Tennesseans. We're all Americans. But I love my job. I enjoy working with the administration. I've gotten to know the president and vice president very well. I work well with our friends in the Senate. And I work with our members in the House on both sides to try to protect American farmers. I am so passionate because when I go out and I see a Tennessee farmer working hard, giving back to their community, producing the best products that they can in agriculture for our nation, for the world, I want to make sure that the future is bright for farmers in Tennessee and farmers in America. And I will say this, the Tennessee Farm Bureau is probably the best farm bureau I have ever worked with. You all do an outstanding job. The fact that you're doing this today, you come and you see us in Washington. When I want to know where farmers and agricultural issues are, I call the Tennessee Farm Bureau.